Parash Vayichi, then Sefer Bereishis, Ve'eni Yisrael called the Mizrachim, Lo Yuchal Lirois. The eyes of Yisrael, of Yaakov Avinu, Kovdu Mizrachim, they hardened from old, the old, being old. He became blind. Kemat. Vayagish oisim eilov. Vayishak lehem vayichavak lehem. So Yosef brings his two kindalach to him. Menashe v'Ephraim. Yisrael. Yaakov is his fall. Vayom Yisrael. Yoi roifo necholof yilolti. Yinehera yisir lekim agam ezarecho. Vayotze Yosef oisim birkov. Vayishtachu v'apavortzo. Yosef takes the mat from out under his legs, next to him, v'yishtachu al ap of orzo, he bows to them. So now, after they get the kisses and the hug from the grandfather, now comes the moment of truth. V'yikach Yosef v'shneyan, Yosef takes the two sons, as Ephraim b'yeminoi, l'smoil Yisrael, it's Menashe b'smoilom yimin Yisrael, v'yagesh eilov. His two kindaloch Yosef is bringing for the final bracha, maybe from the grandfather, from the Heilige Tzadik, from the Heilige, the Ovis, the Bechir Sheva Ovis, from Yaakov Avinu, has come down to Mitzrayim to be with Yosef the last 17 years of his life. Bechir Yaakov, now he's come down to for the last 17 years of his life, and now comes this the moment of truth. Yaakov is now going to give the brachas, bench the children of Yosef for the last time. So Yosef comes now to Masada his children in the right way. Yaakov is sitting on the chair or the bed, or laying on the bed. So Yosef wants the Yad Yamin, the right hand of Yaakov, to go on the head of Menashe, because he's the elder, he's the Bechor. He wants the left hand, which is the weaker hand, to go on the head of Ephraim. So Yosef, when he's coming towards him, sets up the children that way. So he puts Menashe, the older one, in his left hand, which faces the right hand of Yaakov Avinu. And he puts Ephraim in Yosef's right hand, facing the left hand of Yaakov Avinu. And now, when he'll stretch out his hands, his right hand of Yaakov will go on the head of Menashe, the Bechor. So that's when he pulled them back and he set them up. So that's what's mashma. It's mashma that Yosef had to reset them. That's why the mashma, when they were going to be nashik from him, the chor, they weren't in that same position. But they were in the same position. Why Yosef had to reset them when he came to kiss them? It could be he wasn't medaktik, or when he came to kiss them, so also it could be that Be'etzem, they were in a different position. On the right side of Yaakov Avinu was Ephraim, and the left side was Menashe. So he kissed them like this. So Yaakov took them out again and reset them at the place. That's what's Masha and Rashi. He had to take them out, but he had to, if they were in the same place, why did you have to take them out? Just bless them. They're right there. Bless them. Mashma, they were the opposite way. So when they came to get the hug and the kiss, dear Yosef, they went in, Ephraim on this side, and Menashe on this side. Then Yosef says, okay, that's what's Mashma now. But Yosef, he takes them out and sets them up again. We have to set them up. They're set up already. But I said, they weren't set up. We set up a different position. That's a deal, no? So Rashi said, "But Yosef gave all Asher Noshkov, Hoytzir me involved to the Yash from Zelie and Zelie smile." The could be the pshat, as you could say, they weren't. There was no order. They were just like together. The whole thing. So he wanted, but it's still a mashmi. Rashi had to say that they had to put it. Well, so what's the pshat? First of all, that originally when he was menashik them, of course, there's a shtigl mashmois that they were in a different position, and now when he came to get the bracha. That's the first kasha. The zweite kashi is, what happens next is very interesting. Vayishlach, he saw his Yemino, Vayoshes, Yaakov, you know, without seeing anything, switches his hand. Remembers the coloring book, page 90, all the way at the end of Sefer Bereishis. He colored it, you know, don't color the hands too black. And Yaakov, you know, switched his hands, and he put his right hand, crisscrossed, the right hand onto the head of Ephraim, the left hand he put onto the head of Menashe. It was like this, or like this. Kids, he crisscrossed his hand. Vayoshes El Roish Ephraim, who had Sawyer, a smile on Rosh Menashe, Sika, Ashoki Menashe, Abachor. He switched around his hands because Menashe is the Bechor. So, Lamaisa, Yosef Atzad sees what's going on. And he gives the bracha. Lakim Asher Olo, Vos, Lepona, Rabbi Tzvi Yagu, Vyoi Dariyam, Vamah, Hagos, Vikoro, Yivorach, Zalim, Yikrei, Vem, Shmi, Vashem, Vasai, Yid Gudoroi, Bekev, Haaretz. Yid Gudoroi, Bekev, Haaretz. He gives the brachas. Yishvikola, Yid Gudoroi, Vishataka, populate the world, it's become great in many ways. And thus leaked, that's the bracha that he gives them. Amar HaGoyalos, he should protect them, watch over them. Yivorach and Arim. Kids, they have all the brachas. And Ayin Hara should be shalot of them. So the kids, Yaakov Avinu Yosef, the tzaddik, sees what's going on over here. He sees the hand like this. And he goes to his father, he thought something's going on with his father, the Chas V'Shalom, you know, what's going on? It's the hands of this crisscross. Why is he crisscrossing the hand? Pa! Lift him up, put him on the right head, pa! He starts to lift his hand. He got very upset, there's nothing wrong going on over here. Another parasha with the, you know, we had the problem last time with the brachas. Here again, problems with the brachas. The Nashim finds the mitzvah. He starts to lift up the hands, to take it off the heads. And Yosef, this is not right. He's a bechor. This is the bechor. Yaakov says no. He holds back. He says no. Yodati. I know a little bit more. Gam hu yeh la'om. Gam hu yigdol. Ulam ocha v'akotu yigdol. Yimeno v'zahar yiyah l'loy agoy. Unbelievable zahar. Zogt Yosef Yaakov Avinu, don't worry, Yosef. I know what the truth is. You think maybe I'm making a mistake, I got mixed up, I'm not, maybe something's wrong over here. Everything is perfect. Everything like it's supposed to be. The right hand goes on Ephraim, the left hand on Menashe. What's going on? What's the machlokes here between Yosef and Yaakov Avinu? Secondly, we find a very interesting Zach. Yaakov Rashi says, Gam hu yelam, gam hu yigdol, lulam ochav akot yigdol mimenu. Rashi says that he's going to become great. Gam hu yelam, gam hu yigdol. You're right, Menashe is going to be great. But he is going to be greater. You look in Rashi, so you think he's going to be great. This one's going to be a good, you know, chasher. Rashi says, no, something so different. Rashi says, what's hu yigdol? From Menashe to come out Gidoy, which a nace is going to come, because supposed to make a nace, and save Klai Yisrael through him. Whoever the younger one, Ephraim, from him is going to come out something greater. He's going to be great. He's going to be greater. Rashi tells not he. It's a great grandson. Yoshua is going to come out from Ephraim. So therefore he's going to be greater. Then Yosef Yaakov Avinu blesses them on that day. Bechor Yivor Yisrael Limos Simcha Elokim Kefraim Bechemenashe Vayosim Es Efraim Lefnei Menashe. As Rashi says, Gam the brachas, Gam the way it's going to be now every Friday night, Rabbi Yisrael. Even though the Targum says it's going to be on the day of Yom HaMahulta. On the day of the bris, that's loshu the targum Yosef and Uziel. But the mice, the minim and klai, so that every Friday night a father benches his children Yisimcha Elikim, Kefraim v'chimenashe. So first of all, we have to understand what's the union that the Chol Yivarach Yisrael b'yoyim d'mahulta dafka on the day of the Bris Milah according to the Targum Yonis of the Zeal. Why dafka on the day of Bris Milah according to the Targum? That's the day we're going to give this bracha Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim v'chimenashe. Second, we have to understand that why taka do we mevarach dafka? We have all the shvatim that we have, Rabbi Yisrael. Why do we mevarach our children? Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim v'shimen. I have a new nusach this Friday night, Rabbi Yisrael. Call your dad. Give me a bracha, dad. 1 second. Yisimcha, stop. Ki Yisocho Uzvulin. I want Yisocho Uzvulin tonight, this Friday night. What's up? That's a sweet kash. Shastam, why is that the name? V'choy Yivar Yisrael, that's how we're going to make. Habol Yivar Yisrael, that's how we're going to make. Habol Yivar Yisrael, Yom Yishlim and Yisim Chalakim Kefayim V'menashe. What's up is this Yisoy. Secondly, a third kash we mentioned before, what was the Machloik is here between Yankov and Yosef? Yosef understood that Menashe has to get the Bechor. And why beforehand when they came to get hugged and kissed, so Avada, he said, Avada was Mashu, I said, I Mashmosh from Rashi that he hugged and kissed on the right side was a Friar Taka, and the left side, but then when he came to get the bracha, Yosef said, okay, let's massage this right for the bracha. What happened by the Neshika, that Yosef let it go, that Mephraim was on the right, it could be Stam, he let them get a kiss, that was it, but Mashu, the Neshika wasn't Stam, the Neshika was more than that. So the Yisoy, want to say this year, Gevaldik Yisoy, Rabbi Yisoy, it's so important for us, especially now in Yeshiva, to understand the Yisoy and to know it. Yosef HaTzadik understood that Avada, Ephraim and Menashe were two different people. Avada, as the Mephoshim say, a lot of Mephoshim say, Pshat, being from it. But the Yisoid, and this everybody says, the Yisoid of the Bracha, of Shmuel Homenoi brings in the Sefer, in the Lekach Tov, he brings from the Essay in the Eif Sefer Eved HaMelech, that the Yisoid, that Menashe and Ephraim were different from all the Shvatim, because they grew up and were raised in Egypt. They grew up and raised in a land which was totally enveloped and totally mamish through and through, brainwashed, through and through, soaked up with tuma, with promiscuity, with znos, and all the terrible zachin. And they grew up in that land that was shkua b'tuma. And when they were living around a type of devout, when they were living, who came into the house of Yosef? It was every day, all the Sorim, all the people that were Choshim, and all the Medinais. Yosef, day in, day out, had meetings. There's Yehuda Shalach Lefan of Goshner, the Pasuk says. Hashem, Yehuda was sent forth to Goshen, to Pshatim, to make a Beis HaRoh, what the Rashi says. Lahoy is Lefan, one person to make a Beis HaRoh. Yehuda or Yaakov sent him before to make a yeshiva or to set up a place of dwelling. I heard from the yeshiva always wanting to sell Yosef because Yosef was in this Har Mitzrayim. Yosef had to be present all the time in the Har Mitzrayim. Yehuda was going to live and dwell in the Beis Medrash. Where was Yosef? He was Mistoivev. Yosef had started, that was his God in Mistoivev. With all the Rashi Memshala, the Medinos. Avadim was trapped in the Ksois. But he left, he lived in that Matzah. Is Lamaisa's up the heaven and us of Shmuel Omino? That's the pshat. We have to bench our kids throughout the Golis. Over Prat Yoyim the Mahulta, on the day of the Bris. For the Bris is Koyveya Avahavdi Oeschamin O'Amin. The Abdullah from the Amin. that is embedded into the goof of the year of the Yoim and the Mahulta, that we are a different nation. And now we're born out that way. But what is the nikva into the mahul essence of the yids? And the Yoim and the Mahulta. This is my Hosafa, this is Vod, the feet of the I'm murdering. On that day, when we convey our difference, our bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our covenant that we are connected to Him, and we will not be swept away by the goy, we will not fall prey to the goy shall living, we are yidin and we are different. Amen. And the difference is nikva in our essence, not just because we have a different religion. In our body is nikva bris, a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are dedicated to Him. We are His Eved, and He is our Master. That's Yom and the Mahult on that day. We give the bracha that even though you're going to go out into the world, you have to keep that distinction. You have to keep it no matter where you are. You can't forget your Yiddishkeit. You can't forget who you are. You can't forget what you're about. You can't forget that you're different. And you have to remain, even though amongst you'll be living and dealing and having conversing. And mamish cannot every day in, day out have an interaction with the goy. You're going to do business with the goy. You're going to sit down to a meal with a goy. You're not supposed to, you're going to talk over with a goy. To be careful, is that you're going to get involved with goyim. Don't forget, Nashavef, to keep Yiddishkeit, to look like the Yid, to keep distinction, remain a Yid through and through, even though you're living amongst the God. That's what we provoke Chayivah. That's why our parents bless us every Friday night. The father gives over to the Ben that Yerusha, that inheritance, that our Yiddishkeit can never be forsaken. On the holiest night of the year, on Friday night, on Shabbos Kodesh, when that's also a distinction between the whole Chol of Goyish Shavas is Chayav Misa, Goyim and Shayach to Shabbos. It's always, we once spoke, it's our Miyuchadik day, our special day with Hashem. On that day, when we dedicate our lives, and we dedicate our existence, and we show that we don't work, because Hashem didn't work on this day, and we're Koveya, we show the whole world that we believe in the Creator and we have a bris with Hashem. It's also Ois Shabbos. On the day of the Ois, the Chol Yivarach Yisrael, the Simcha and the Kirkia Fire of Chamanash. On this day, that shows that we're different, we have to always keep that in mind. The Simcha Elokim, Kefayim V'Chamanasha, we're not going to fall prey to the Goy. We're not going to intermingle with the God. But who was greater than us? Who deserved the bracha? Yosef saw that Avada Menashe deserves the brachas. But the brachas L'chorah were something of Gashmi. The brachas were in Yonim Gashmi. In Yonim, the Yivarach Eschem, Yid Gula Rav Kereva Oretz, which has many meanings. Menashe and Ephraim were two different types of people. Menashe was working with his father. He was a Vahed, he worked together with him as the viceroy. He served many different kings. Menashe was the interpreter, you know, by the dreams when they came down. He was involved in working together with his father in all his business and all his activities in the government of the Egyptian government. Yosef was the Chayra training him into the job of taking over after Yosef to be in the government, as we had through the generations. Great Yidden who are in the government, who are scorned, as those Yidden played unbelievable roles in chopping things and getting things for Yid and all through the generations. Because we had a guy that was in with the king. And Yosef knew that if Kaito was going to keep and was going to stay without the Xeris and not be thrown away and not be made fun of,
an anti, to keep away the anti, he said we need to have someone on the inn. So Yosef was training Menashe for that job. Where was Ephraim? So Rashi, Ephraim was Nimsa Tomine to Yaakov Avinu. He was being Mishamish Yaakov Avinu. Now Ephraim was the Mishamish of Yaakov Avinu. He was sitting there day in, day out, and he learned the Dav Zayin, Kadoilo Shimusha Yosef Nimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim Shamish the Ov Zokin, who's the Gadol Hador, who was the one who was going to be given the Messiah from generation. He was the Gadol. The Gadol Hadigoylem. Yaakov Avinu. The time Yoshev Aholim. Ish time Yoshev Aholim. Ephraim, the grandson, was Meshamishim. He stayed around him. And Ephraim gained the knowledge of how to be. That give over the Hayra, give over the Derech, that he learned it by the presence of Yaakov Avinu. So when they came to get hugs and kisses, Yosef also saw, understood, could be, that for the love and the kesher that he had with Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu represented Torah, Avada, who goes first when it represents the kesher to the Torah, which is Yaakov Avinu with the kesher to Torah, about who deserves the kisses and the hugs more on the right side, Ephraim deserves it. But now we're coming to get the brachas. The brachas over the Gashmi. Who showed more? Who's the one who went through? He's the Bechor. And what he's worth, because Ephraim was Meshamish, Amin Echom, but Menashe was Gevaldik. He was in the government. He had more, a bigger Nisyonis. He wasn't hanging on Yaakov Avinu. And he withstood the Nisyonis in a higher Majrega, L'chayra. On a higher Darga. He was hanging around the king. He was with the prime ministers. He was with the big guys. Whenever a prime minister came in, there he was. With an ice cold drink. A little Schweppes, please. There was Menashe with the Schweppes. And Menashe was around and handling the government. And he was more involved in the Gashmi L'chor than Ephraim. Where was Ephraim? Ephraim was Nipsa by Yaakov Avinu. Who showed that throughout the matzo of the Gashmi, that he was able to withstand the Nishonis more? Menashe. So let him have the bracha for 40s of the Bechor also. He deserves it. So there, the Birchus Gashmi also goes to Ephraim. Because we have to know, Rabbi Isaac, that when we have the Gashmi, and in the future, when we will have Gashmi, and the future will be in lands of Gashmi, what's going to be the koyach to withstand the aids of those times, Rabbi Isaac? The koyach HaTorah, the koyach of Shimush Tamid Echom. That was the last Yaakov Avinu was telling you. Yadati b'ni yadati. I know. But the Maisa, who needs the brachas more? Who should be deserving of the brachas? The one that's going to produce. The one that's going to produce a Yehoshua. Who's going to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. Who's going to inherit the land to Klal Yisrael. Who's going to be the great leader of Klal Yisrael. Why will he be the leader? Because how do we choose a leader for Klal Yisrael? A leader from Klal Yisrael is not chosen. A leader of Klal Yisrael is not chosen, Rabbi Isai. Only because of his great gifted orator, or because of his skills in handling governments. Moshe Rabbeinu had a starter. The leaders of Klal Yisrael are chosen because of their koyach of Torah. Those are our leaders. The leaders of Klal Yisrael who need the bracha in order to lead us. The leaders are chosen not by their skills. But how kosher are they to Torah? For Yeshua was chosen to go teach Klal Yisrael Torah. Yeshua was chosen to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, to take him to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he was the Nar. Lo Yomash Mitorech HaOyel. He never left the Oyel of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the ultimate Mishamish Tamid HaChamim. Where did that Mila come from? Who was his great-grandfather? Ephraim, who was Mishamish Tamid HaChamim. Nimso, the Koya that Ephraim had, was what produced the Yoshua, the great leader of Klal Yisrael. Gideon was a certain type of leader, and Nace happened through him. But the leadership of Yoshua that came through Shimon Tamid HaChamim, being Mishamish, a great leader of Moshe Rabbeinu, in Torah, he stayed in the oil and learned day in, day out. That's the leader of Klal Yisrael, and that's who needs the brachas. So, Enoch Anami, mitzad Yosfor Yosef, there's a Sfor he could be a leader. He has the oratory skills. He was able to be successful to withstand the temptations, being involved with me, going through the... But at the end of the day, the future leaders of Klal Yisrael is the one going to be Mishamish Tamid HaChom, Otzid L'Hanchel Yisrael, as Eretz Yisrael. We need to have that Koyach of Shimish Tamid HaChom. And that is because of Boisai. That is because the Torah guides on every step. The Torah is the foundation and the blueprint and the guidebook and the Koyach through which we live and exist and function in this world. We have to know that with ultimate clarity, that there's nothing else that we have. There's nothing in this world that should give us guidance in life, Rabbi Yisai. We spoke out, how many people get the hashkafis? Where do they get the hashkafis from? From the newspaper, from a magazine. The guy, pardon the expression, took a magazine, Time magazine, I have some time to kill on my hands, into the Beis Hakisei. He took it to the bathroom. 10 minutes, or whatever, a half hour later, comes out. Baruch Hashem, I now have clarity. Baruch Hashem, I now have das. Baruch Hashem, I have a Shita Sachayim. I have a way of life. I read an article here from a professor of University of Houston, Professor Sam Watson, with his bifocals. He wrote a whole article on how to live life. He wrote a whole article on the importance of eating for success in life. He taught us that the more Dunkin' Donuts that you eat, especially if they're Chol of Yisrael, that's going to make you into a very smart person. The more donuts that you eat. He came up with a whole theory. Today, unbelievable was that. Every day you open up the paper, coffee is good for you, eggs are no good. Then next week, a new study. In India, they had 6 mice died. So drinking a ton of coffee. Coffee's no good. It makes eyeball sickness. A new study. Next week, coffee is the greatest thing in the world. A study on rabbits at Wake Forest University. Just came out with a new study. How the rabbits just ran a relay race. They beat a turtle. Must have been because of the coffee. So the rabbit, that's it. So they have a whole article on how coffee is good. Every week I do a meftar. It's unbelievable. Eggs are terrible now. Eggs are good for the heart. Make up your mind. You see a guy going to the store when we buy eggs, because he saw that 2 weeks later, no more eggs for me. Can't have any more eggs. A new study in the Indies. The cannibals in the West Indies. They studied that eating eggs is no good. You have to eat humans. It's unbelievable, I say. How many different studies there are? Every day over the paper, another study, and people are giving their day on life. And this guy says, you know how life, you know what, you know how to, you know what the purpose of life is? God created us to have fun. After many years of studying, Professor Yu Laserson, somewhere in Texas, he came out with a new study. The purpose in this world is to have fun. Go on roller coaster rides all over the world. You're guaranteed to have the headaches. So he came on his new study, and he said, Mamish, you'll write hundreds of pages, and you walk out of the bathroom with your time under your arm, and now you've been enlightened. You walk out, you've been enlightened, you're sitting in the dark over there, but you've also been enlightened in the brain. You've now figured out how to live life. And the person's making such a mistake. Because who's giving these hashkafas? These guys who be'etzem them, what does it mean if they made a study, if they thought about it, they came with it, not to say there's not chacham b'goyim, but everything's in the Torah, the hafich bar, the kulah bar, everything that we need to know in life, everything that we know how to function, every way, every which way, we need to go in every step of our lives. Torah gives us direction. Torah and Das Torah. Torah and a Rebbe. It's unbelievable today, Rabbi Sai. How many Talmidim are there out there? Who has a Rebbe today? Who has a teacher that they stay close to? Bochrim, Avreichim, they stay in Yeshiva a year, 2 years. Oh, Rebbe, you're my Rebbe. Why are you my Rebbe? This way, if someone comes over to ask me where I learn or where I have a childhood, he's my Rebbe. What does it mean being a Rebbe? My definition of being a Rebbe in my time was, there's somebody that you asked all your shailas to. Somebody that you had to make a decision like you talked it out with it. Somebody that when it was a deed, something very important in life, before you did it, you didn't just make decisions on your own. Is it smart to go or is it not smart to go? Is it proper to leave or not proper to leave? Rav Shlomo used to always say, guys came over to me with shailas on spoons. It's kosher, the tray. He said, they make me crazy, Rav Shlomo used to say. For an hour, back and forth, is it kosher? I'll pay them for a new spoon already with all the shailas they create. How much is a spoon worth already, he said? $2. Maybe 2 shekel. And the guy says he spends, Rav Shlomo used to say he spends 10 minutes, 15 minutes asking me, going back and forth, showing me, go, just throw the spoon out of there, I'll get you a new spoon. Plastic anyway. For hour, claim by that plastic spoon. Can't get rid of that plastic, you had it since a little kid in the cradle. His protection blanket. Linus. Kitzah, and then Rav Shlomo used to say, when it comes to matters of what they should do with their lives, what should I decide to do with my life? Where should I go? How should I fall? What should I do with my life? Should I go out to the world? When I should go out? Where I should go? They don't ask. No one asks. They come to say, okay, I'm leaving. Shalom. Nice to see you, Rebbe. How am I? What Rebbe are me? What kind of Rebbe? A Rebbe, someone that you discuss your shiloh with. All of a sudden, you got a thing, someone told him. And most of these decisions people make us also on emotions, Rabbi Yisrael. So many people in life make decisions on emotions. It's not a logical decision. I gave an answer to a guy today, a murder to get an answer. Never, ever make a decision on something important in your life when you're emotional destroyed. Some people, they start getting into a whole emotional fear. They're angry, they're crying, they're that. And all of a sudden they make a decision that matzav. Never ever. That decision is from emotion. It's not from the seichel. Decisions have to come from the seichel. From the true understanding. And the person needs a Rebbe. The person has to mishamish. Talmud Chacham to find out how to serve Hashem the right way. How to do the right thing in life, Rav Yisai. You don't want to come upstairs after 120 years and you went through everything and come out. You know, you made a terrible mistake. It's been all wrong. Ever since you're 17, you have it all wrong. I decided then to go on my own. I'm old enough. Baruch Hashem. I know three blot of shas. I can already decide for myself how I should live. How much does the guy know? How much does he understand? A person has to have he stayed by a Rebbe. And that's the way we're going to exist and we're going to function throughout the generations. B'chol yivo yisimcha lokim k'Ephraim. Remember the call of Ephraim. Yosef was also Mishamish, his father. Of a Ephraim and Mishamish. Emes Yishimish, Tamidei Chachamim. In Torah, to understand the ways. Yisimcha k'Ephraim, the call of HaTorah goes first. And that's the precedent. And that's what we have to live our lives. And we have to understand and hack it into ourselves. So we have to follow the way of Torah and have a Rebbe to follow his guidance in understanding the Torah, to find a Rebbe, to find somebody who can follow, who we get guidance from, and to follow it. So many people out there are confused, what I say, confused, unbelievably confused. They have no direction. One way day they're like this, one day I'm going here, one day I'm doing this, one day I'm doing that. Everything is mixed, topsy-turvy, mixed up. Everybody says, why? Because there's no guidance. And they try to follow a little bit of Torah here, and the next day they're following who? Some guru in where, you know, in India, from Tibet, they're following him. The next day they're following this guy, a yoga guy. He's into yoga now, and yoga's his day. That's it, he's following the yoga guy. Tomorrow he's following the yogurt guy. He saw all of a sudden the yogurts are good for him. Every day is a new thing because there's no direction. He has to be the Torah, has to be the guiding force. And we can't exist, we can't have Kodesh Baruch gave it to us, the Helik of Torah, but I said, what did he give it to us? To give us direction. And we shouldn't make mistakes every minute. Human beings tend to make mistakes. And once said, the whole race of business is built on mistakes. A human being has a tendency to make mistakes. But the mistakes that he makes, because of foolishness, because of not asking, not seeking God, not looking into the Torah, trying to find God, those are the worst mistakes. Decisions on life people make at the spur of a moment. And who knows what they could have been if they would have decided differently. If they would have asked, if they would have delved into what the Torah wants of them. What does the Ben Hashem want? Oh, Yivaruch Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. The first Yisrael we learned tonight that we go out into the world. You have to be like Menashe, as I find in Menashe. You have to look up to that guiding light that they existed and coexisted in the matzav of all Vilbul, of Tumah and everything. They came out, Menashe and Ephraim. But we have to always remember that Yosef Ephraim is named Menashe. Ephraim, the Koyach HaTorah, the Koyach of Shimosh, Tamid HaChamim, the Koyach of Yoshua. That's the Koyach that we have to look for the guidance, look to the Torah to guide our lives, Rabbi Yisrael. Every step of our way, the Ramel says, and I'm ending. Ne'er the ragnit v'recha v'or l'sivasi. Torah is the guiding light. Torah guides my every step I make. I'm going to work to be mishamish, to find a Rebbe. Wherever the Rebbe may be, it doesn't have to be here. It doesn't have to look for a Rebbe. Find someone who you feel that you can gain knowledge from, who can understand you, and gives you guidance. But it should be an emissary Rebbe, a mishamish of Arasoy, to know that through that, being attached to the Rebbe, and following his guidance, that's how I'll be successful. I try to do things on my own, and looking for excuses, and all types of zachar. You wouldn't believe how he's a mevalvel guy who's doing well. He's mevalvel him to go back, to go here, to go there, to switch here, to switch there. Yeah, dear me, Ben, it's all bilbo hadas. I'm not saying some people, there's shy people, yes, shy, but the person has to be very, very careful. Many times the decision comes out just a bilbo, it's an emotional decision on the spur of a moment, and his whole life could change. You have to be so careful, to be close, to be shamish, to tamid chacham. We have to make a decision to weigh it out carefully, what to tell you, what the Ibn Hashem wants. If we can't figure that out, look to guidance for our tefillah, because the person wants us no game, no. Look for guidance for tamid chachamim, for rabbanim, people that we can get a kesher with. And we have that kesher, that's going to be our true existence in the Keshe with the Rebbe. I always tell guys, eventually you have to go back. you go back to Chutzot. Not necessarily eventually you have to go back. It's a different shayla. But if you do go back, put it in different terms. If you do go back, the person has to have a Rebbe on his side. The big deal, my wife used to always say, she remembered going to the Shmuzin. She used to tell girls, only marry a Bacha that has a Rebbe. Only go with a Bacha that has a Rebbe. The big deal used to hack it into all the girls. Don't only marry a Bacha that has a Rebbe. A Bacha needs a Rebbe. Every Bacha needs a Rebbe. And throughout his life, a person needs a Rebbe. You need guidance. You have to try to find it. If you can't, you can't. You have to try hard to find it. You go back to America, a person goes back to wherever he goes, to England, to Canada, he stays in Eretz Yisrael, he's not part of a yeshiva, or whatever reason he has, wherever he's living now, he has to find a Rebbe, he has someone he has a kesher with, to ask his shalom to follow the guidance of that Rebbe. And the Ezer Hashem, that's the ingredient to success of this. Following the Das Torah, find the Derech Hashem, in the Choshech HaGolus, the existence in Golus today, the clients were so bombarded with so much of us. Our Keshet to Koyer, our Keshet to Rabbein, Rabbonim, is the lifeline of us. The only way to success. We should be Zoycha to always bless our kids and our families. We should always remember and be in that Madrega of Kefraim v'chem Menashe. But remember Yosef Mephraim v'chem Menashe. Ephraim, the Koyer, the Semel from Torah. The Semel from Shemesh Torah, and Tamidah Chachamim. That's the Ikka Koyach we're going to coexist in this world. Ehatzlacha. Shemizoycha, to that you saw it. To always learn Torah, Shemesh Tamidah Chachamim. And the Eiz Hashem Zoycha to the Brochas. The Yibgo, the Roy, the Kerev, the Oretz. Agar, the Boy, when the Medrash says on that, they're like the fish in the yard that always want more. Which by Emes is the Yisod of Shemesh Tamidah Chachamim. I always want to learn more. I want to understand more. And that means Hashem will zoche to the other Rav Yigal Roy, the bracha of prosperity, the bracha of bearing children, all the brachas in Hashemayim, for the ones that remain clinging to Torah of Yer Shemayim all their life, that should be benched upon us, and we zoche to the Yigal Roy, because of us. Amen.